Chapter 1. Does the Bible claim to be God's Word? The world, the Word, and what Jesus thought of the Bible. Imagine a sun-bleached tropical shore. We're standing there, enjoying the view. Suddenly, a man in a tuxedo staggers out of the surf and stops in front of us. "Where do you think he's come from?" I ask. "No idea," you reply. "Maybe he's a holidaymaker who's fallen off a cruise liner," I suggest. "Maybe he's like a really well-dressed pirate," you also suggest. We both laugh at this point. "Huh," we both shrug. "Guess we'll never know." And off we both go, leaving Tuxedo Man dripping onto the sand. Was it odd that it never occurred to either of us to ask the man himself where he was from? He might lie, of course. But if he's standing there right in front of us, ready to speak, wouldn't it be rude, and even a little foolish, to ignore what he has to say? So, in that spirit, before we start guessing what the Bible is and where it's come from, let's ask the Bible itself. What do you claim to be? What does the Old Testament claim to be? Open a Bible about halfway through. You should find yourself in the middle of a collection of songs called Psalms. Psalm 19 describes two ways in which God speaks to us. Firstly, through his world, and secondly, through his word. First of all, the world. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. The writer is telling us that God speaks to the world through the world. The beautiful things he has made declare his glory, his greatness, his kindness, his creativity, his provision for each one of us. The grandeur of the sky and the stars have a way of drawing our eyes upwards towards something or someone beyond them. Mute as they are communicating.